The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, it says, "Thou shalt be thy head, thou and the Lord shall make thee thy head." Someone say amen.
Amen.
This is a very prophetic service and I expect you to be very alert. This is a revival service. It's not just an ordinary meeting. It's a revival program. "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath." Somebody say a big amen. God is saying it is not permitted for you to be under. I have not programmed you to be down below, but to be up above. That is my intention for you. That is what I have in plan for you. And one of the major things that this does for you is to ensure that you take your place. And I say prophetically to somebody here today, you will take your place.
Amen.
There is a place for you and you will take your place.
Amen.
Wonderful, colorful, I must get there. And it's bright, I must get there. My future is bright, I must get there. My future is bright. So God is saying, I have a future for you, and you will get to that future in Jesus' name. One of the major things you need as you move to higher height is called divine strength. Divine strength. Until a man or woman is divinely strengthened, he can never move from one level to another. It is your horsepower that determines the level to which you can move and achieve. That's why when you see air conditioners, you see different kinds of horsepower. There's 1 horsepower, 1.5 horsepower, 2 horsepower, 5 horsepower, 10 horsepower. It depends on the level of strength that God has bestowed on you that can determine the height. What another person is doing with ease, another person is doing just 10% and he's already saying, "I'm tired." Why? Because of strength level. Because of strength level. I pray for somebody here tonight, your strength will never fail in the name of Jesus. I say your strength will never fail in the name of Jesus. Even as I speak tonight, even before we go into prayers, God is going to supernaturally renew your strength tonight. I say God is going to supernaturally renew your strength tonight. Everything that is called weakness and tiredness will no longer be your portion in Jesus' name. In Proverbs 24 verse 10, it says, "If thou faint in the days of adversity," it means your strength is small. If you are unable to progress into higher height this month, it means that you did not take this fast to get strength. Until you are strengthened, higher height is unattainable. Until you are strengthened, nothing can be achieved. Until you are strengthened, no accomplishment. Until you are strengthened, nothing can be done. And I pray for somebody here tonight, in the most dramatic manner tonight, you are going home with mega strength from today. I say you are going home with mega strength from today. One of the major tools for strength and empowerment is the anointing oil. Looking at the story of David. David was a nobody until the oil touched him. He was not even recognized by his own father. Can you imagine somebody telling me now, "Please bring your children, and I omit one of my children. I left one of them out." What does that tell you? It tells you that he was not in the line of the potential achievers. Hello? His own father did not see him as one of the potential achievers. So when they did the roll call of the children that are going to higher heights, David was not mentioned. But God will remember you today. I say, God will remember you today. God will remember me today. God will remember me today. David was supernaturally remembered, and they rejected Saul. That's another message for another day, which we can preach a whole month series on it. A whole month series on that Saul's case alone. How did he fail? What made him to fail? What was the direction of his failure? What were the consequences of his failure? Why did he receive a curse? How did he die? You know, all those things. We can take us 1 month without preaching another message. But what are we saying here tonight? David was anointed, and immediately, if you go to that place very well in 1 Samuel 16, from verse 12 and 13, immediately was anointed, just like you'll be anointed tonight. Immediately David was anointed, something happened to him. He received strength. The kind of strength that made him in 1 Samuel 17 to demolish Goliath. He demolished Goliath. The kind of strength that you cannot even imagine for a boy of 17 years. I pray for you today. Supernaturally, my God will strengthen you. I say, supernaturally, my God will strengthen you. Do you know that your success rate is tied to the level of your empowerment? There is a correlation and a relationship between your success rate and your empowerment. If you are not fully empowered and strengthened, nothing can be done. If you are not fully strengthened, nothing can be achieved. But from tonight, the kind of strength nobody in your family has had before, you are receiving it tonight in the name of Jesus. You are receiving it tonight in the name of Jesus. You are receiving it tonight in the name of Jesus. You are receiving it tonight in the name of Jesus. When my father in the Lord first started to mentor me many years ago now, I used to wonder, what kind of human being is this man? With churches all over the country, with schools all over the nation, with universities, then it was just one university about to start, now universities, with bank, microfinance banks and all those kind of things running all intermittently, agri farms, transport company, and diverse pure water industry, everything running at the same time. And I went into research. What is this man using? I discovered it is divine strength. Divine strength. Divine strength. Divine strength. That same divine strength, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. The days of your tiredness are over. The days of your weakness are over. I speak the power of God into all your bones and all your marrows. Let me hear your loudest amen. I speak the strength of God to all your bones and all your marrows. I speak the strength of God to your spinal cord. I speak the strength of God to every part of your body. I speak the strength of God to your eyes and to your ears. I speak the strength of God to your back and to your waist. I speak the strength of God to every part of your body. Let me hear your loudest amen. There is somebody here tonight, you have like a heart palpitation. It's like your heart is beating faster than normal. The strength of God comes upon every part of your body tonight. That heart becomes normal from this moment in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Take your seat. The strength of God is a major factor for higher heights. Quickly tonight, before we go into prayers, I'll give you some keys to assessing the strength of God. Number one is regular waiting on the Lord. Regular. Someone say regular. Regular waiting on the Lord. In Isaiah 40 verse 31 say, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They will renew their strength. Once you do the fasting we do, we have instructed on Wednesdays, and maybe you have another day of your own that you fast, naturally you walk in unusual strength. If you are able to regularly, some people they will have some issues and they say they want to go on maybe 40 days or 70 days fast. If you do regular fastings, the need for you to do some very, very extensive fastings will be very small. Except you have some particular things you are pursuing from God. Because that fasting, that regular fasting, takes care of anything that is called weakness or tiredness. Irregularity in waiting on the Lord is the magnet for weakness. Wait on the Lord first week, another 6 weeks again before you fast. Wait on the Lord again another 6 weeks, then you wait again for 3 months before you. It's the key to weakness. The more you wait on the Lord, the more you are strengthened. The more you are strengthened. And I say this by personal experience. The more you wait on the Lord, the more He just makes you very strong. Very strong. And the less you wait on the Lord, can you see that in that scripture? It says, but they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Now, because of their strength, they will go to higher heights like eagles. Can you see that? And they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Someone say higher heights. Because eagles don't crawl on the ground like ducks. Because of the regularity of their waiting on the Lord, when you want to see them, you only see them up. You will never. From today, nobody will see you on the ground again. I say from today, nobody will see you on the ground again. There is no, when people are searching for you, they will look up to see you. Because nobody will be able to look down on you again in Jesus' name. And they shall run and not be weary. That is, in whatever they are doing, they are on top. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24, know ye not that all run in the race, but one obtaineth the prize. So run, that you might obtain the prize. So you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody that will be a winner or get to the height called higher heights is a runner, and running is a function of strength. Know ye not that all run in a race? Know ye not that they will run in a race, run all, but one obtaineth the prize. So run that you might obtain. From today, you will obtain the prize. I say you will obtain the prize. I have made up my mind. The height nobody has reached in my family, I must reach it. The height nobody has ever reached. My parents have never smelt it. Everybody in the family never smelt. I must get there. I can't serve God and baby scratching on the floor. And as I'm moving up, you are going up too. I say you are going up too. You are also going up in the name of Jesus. You will never be on the ground again. Your business will never be on the ground again. Your family will never be on the ground again. Your GP will never be on the ground again. Let me hear your loudest amen. Take your seat. Number two, key to divine strength is knowledge. Knowledge boosts your strength. The more knowledgeable you are, the more strengthened you are. The more you acquire knowledge, the more you are strengthened. Oh God. Because of time, let me move very fast. Number three, how do you acquire strength? Living a life of consecration. Or what we can call living a life of holiness. I mean, I can't explain that enough. Your panting for a life of holiness is your ticket to strength. Sin weakens one's life, weakens your body, weakens your immune system, weakens your anointing. That's why when the devil wants to catch somebody who is very, very strong, he introduces sin. That's all. Once devil wants to catch somebody, very simple, just introduce sin. That's why you must hate sin with passion. You must hate sin with you hate it with passion. You hate anything called iniquity. You hate it. You have a dislike for sin. Then God strengthens you. From today, grace to flee from everything called iniquity comes for you today in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. 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 Grace to flee from everything that will not allow you to go to higher heights. That grace comes for you today in the name of Jesus. That grace comes for you today in the name of Jesus. Grace never to be a victim of sin. That grace is bestowed on you afresh in the name of Jesus. Grace to say no. Grace to say no. 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 I have discovered in my little life, in the few decades that I've been alive now, that one of the best words to say is no. 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 I won't do this. I won't be a part of this place. I won't do this place. No. In Proverbs 14 verse 34, Proverbs 14 verse, it says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteous, the work of righteousness is to exalt. Someone say higher heights. The work of righteousness is to exalt. The work of righteousness is to lift you up. That is the work of righteousness. To ensure that you are lifted to the extent that men know. People who are lifted know that you are lifted. People who are above know that somebody has taken you above. From today, righteousness will exalt you. Righteousness will exalt you. May God take you to the level where you hate sin with passion. Let me hear your amen. May God take you to the level where you have a total hatred for sin. You see sin like eating poo-poo. How many of us would love to eat poo-poo? You poo-poo in the toilet, very black, very thick, and then you put your hand inside, you are eating. How many of us would like it? Somebody say, God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid. That is how sin is. Sin is like the sin is like something that is sugar coated but has maggot inside. See, when we are saying sin, people will think the sin is something. And you know what? I won't say sin is sweet, but inside that sweetness is poison. Because if sin is not sweet, people will not be doing it. Let us deceive ourselves. If it's not sweet, if it's something that will injure them, they won't do it. It's because the thing is sweet. Then when it's now done, the consequences are bitter. Friends, that grace comes on you and I in the name of Jesus. Grace to stay away from iniquity comes on us in Jesus' name. Number four, key to strength is called continuous prayer. Continuous prayer. Rakata abagadaya. Jakwata badakia. Ligaswa da kala bradia. Ja pakata plakasia lakasu, jekweti lakatua pakata, erita pakatia lakazaza, jakwa. You are fanning the fire. Somebody will say, ah, sir, I'm very busy during the day. What are you doing during the night? What are you doing during the night? What are you using your night season for? Night season is not only for sleeping. Night season to me is a battle time. Night season is not only for sleeping. Yes, yes, it's part of it. But night season is to engage yourself. You engage yourself. Lakwa tabara duasiga lekuta belaswe daria zaza kwaka tikilia loza pradia takada zakwet. You are praying on until something happens. Push. You are praying until something. You pray to the extent that the Bible says Jesus prayed that his sweat was like droplets of blood. He prayed until his sweat was like blood. That grace for continuous intercession without stopping comes for you today. That's why the Bible says we should pray without ceasing. Say, keep praying. That's why Luke 18 verse 1 says men ought to pray and not to faint. Many Christians are fainting. It's a pity. It's a pity. It's a pity. Many are fainting. Many are fainting. But you will not be part of them. I say you will not be part of them. Many. Oh my God. You know, we are in a season, right? Please, can everybody please look at me now? I need to round up now. Maybe I just stop here so we can call. I still have more, but we'll continue some other time. Do you know something? Let me give you a secret now. Devil is out now to release the spirit of lukewarmness and weariness outside. That's his major agenda now. That's why you see that many churches now, evangelism tempo has gone down. Prayer tempo has gone down. Outreach tempo has gone down. And this is affecting many Christians. You see people who were very fervent before in departments, now very weak. Let's go to church. Let's go. Let's fast. Go. Please don't allow yourself to be caught in the web of that nonsense. 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 Don't allow yourself to be caught inside the web, because he wants to blow a breeze of rubbish into your life. Keep your fire burning. I'll preach on that sermon very soon. Everybody that make a mark in life in this Christendom had fire. Everybody. I'll preach on that. That's another message. I'll preach very soon. Everybody. Anybody you can talk of in the scripture that was made in this Christendom had fire. Moses, fire. Jesus, fire. Elijah, fire. Elisha, fire. Your fire must be burning. And to keep your fire burning, you must be active. You are waiting for somebody to call fast for you. You yourself declare fast on your own. Declare fast on your own. Declare night vigil on your own. Just to acquire this fire. Just to get this fire. Today will be the beginning of a new beginning for you in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.